The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Daled has discussion by Mas Shemesh Moshe Kozayim Ehem Eluim, and Rashi says Guzar Hayu Etzlam, and therefore he wore. There's Gemara says Cholak Lovin, but not the Bigda Kahuna. But Tosis is the opinion that was only during the Zayim Ehem Eluim. The Gemara has this question, but afterwards. Moshe, according to Manda Yom, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Shemesh B'Kuhun of Dola all 40 years. He said it was only Zayim Me'amun, because when they're still putting up the Mishkan and the Mimkat, and that during that period, it only had a din of a bomber, and there's no big tekun in a bomber. But according to Tosis, Moshe Rabbeinu, the other years, actually did a voda, as Ptos going Godel, and it seems like he did a voda, going to Tosis, he did a voda in Big De Kahuna. So first, in terms of the Shaila, what B'mashimish Moshe, I remember having discussion with the Rav about this, I suggested that Shaila is the halacha of Big De Kahuna for Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had every minu that was possible. He was Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Mokum Ayin Aleph Koi, Moshe Rabbeinu Koi Godel Hoyo, because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rav said this, says that Adon HaNavim had every possible minui in Gavah that was possible. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his exalted personality, didn't need, even if he had Dinah Koin Godel, he didn't need the Big De Kahuna to enhance him, because the Moshe says, Bizmanch Big Dam Elaim Kunos Malaim, Ain Big Dam Elaim, Ain Kunos Malaim. And it's a person without, Koin who does a vote without Big De Kahuna in Mikdash is Chayib Tozar. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need that, because Moshe Rabbeinu, independent of all that, was had a din of Kahuna Gdola because in Gavra, because of Al's Adon Hanavim. So he didn't need the Big De Kahuna to be mashlim that din. And it could be that the Moshe Shaila B'mashem Ish Moshe was also Shaila, what's the nature of Big De Kahuna? Is Big De Kahuna only to be mafkia the din Zau, or is Big De Kahuna also Akim in the Avoda, aside from the Loch of Zau, but the Avoda has to be done in Big De Kahuna? So if it's a loch to mefkir the din zahar, so that didn't apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. But if a voda in Big De Kahuna is a keem in the avoda, so that would have applied to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Tosis is the opinion that the other years, indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu had to wear Big De Kahuna.